Adam Maguire is back now with the business.
Thanks, Joan. Just 15% of businesses here say they are fully compliant with GDPR rules. A survey conducted on behalf of Forvis, Mazars and McCann Fitzgerald found that 58% of firms deem themselves to be materially compliant. 25% say they were somewhat compliant. Lee McKenna is partner in consulting services at Forvis, Mazars. He joins us on the line now. Liam, the survey also shows the vast majority of firms are worried about fines and the reputational risk of being caught out when it comes to GDPR. So why aren't more fully compliant?
Well, thanks, Adam. I think you'll see 82% agreed that the risks associated with non-compliance have increased. And it's probably a context of the environment is getting more complicated. You know, the survey also covers other digital legislation, which is adding to the complexity. And the fear of risks and fines, the number of respondents who've strongly agreed they're concerned about a risk of being fined has increased to 30%. So I think it's a combination of complex environments and greater consequences if you aren't compliant has made people reevaluate, are they really there yet?
Maybe this is a case-by-case basis kind of thing, but is it an easy fix to become fully GDPR compliant?
It's not really, no, because, you know, the work, the easy work has been done, which is probably creating the policies and writing up a few things at the centre. The hard thing is getting that operational out into an organisation. And what we find is, you know, projects take place, changes occur, you know, everybody in the organisation is processing personal data. And so building that culture is really a challenge, and that's probably where many of the organisations we surveyed are struggling.
We hear a lot about how the Data Protection Commission here has its hands fairly full with big tech firms. Is there maybe a feeling that, you know, because of those limited resources, smaller companies can kind of get away with not complying?
Well, if that's the case, I think they're probably incorrect. What we're seeing is that actually data subjects, so individuals whose data is being processed by these smaller companies, are making complaints. And Graham Doyle from the DPC is joining us at Forvis Mazars and in McCann's at the webinar this morning to launch the survey. And you'll see that there's lots of complaints, and those complaints and breaches drive investigations and queries from the Data Protection Commission. And so we see a lot of companies get caught out who maybe believe what you've just stated there, but ultimately that's incorrect, because you really have everybody whose data you're processing is potentially an investigator who can raise a complaint against you.
You mentioned the concerns about some upcoming legislation around digital and tech and security. 6 out of 10 concerned about what impact that may have on the business. What specifically are they worried about?
Well, you know, the legislation that we looked at is quite broad, and it's everything that's come in from 2023 and the Digital Services Act right through to DORA, which is next year, and the AI Act, which has only recently been published, and the clock is running there for 2 years to compliance. So I think what many organizations struggle with is how do we manage efficiently the overlap between all of these? You know, with all of this stuff coming at us, we want to use our technology efficiently, we want to be competitive, and yet there's this compliance obligations which are get more and more complicated every time we add a new piece of legislation to them.
Lee McKenna, partner in consulting services at Forvis Mazars, thank you very much for that.